Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is day two, I guess, of the, is it the Biden-Harris era? Will this be viewed as the historic beginning of an epic partnership like Reagan-Bush was? Because when President Reagan selected George Herbert Walker Bush, he's about 10 years younger than Joe Biden is right now. But it was known that President Reagan was going to be a transformative president if he won, and that by picking Bush as his running mate, that there would be a great likelihood that Bush would be a successor, as he was. And does that mean that we now know what the future of America will look like if Joe Biden wins? I'm not sure that the Joe Biden campaign wants that to be the case. We will get to that and to the appropriate name that President Trump ought to bestow upon Kamala Harris. Of course, he referred recently, yesterday, he referred again to Pocahontas, meaning his name for Elizabeth Warren. And so far, there's an ad, there's a Trump campaign ad against Kamala Harris. In fact, we can play that for a moment. This is clip one. It's a very quick ad. It's an effective ad. Is it entirely fair? Of course not. But how many political ads are entirely fair? In fact, most people recognize that with their lack of confidence in TV news as an institution, the advertising industry as an institution, and Congress itself. We'll get to that. This is the immediate quick response Trump ad that was released within hours of the announcement of Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's running mate. Listen.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Slow Joe and phony Kamala. I just don't think phony Kamala has that ring to it. If you have other suggestions, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's a brand new Gallup poll, which is fascinating. And it has, at the top, amid pandemic, confidence in key U.S. institutions surges. And this is a poll that they have been doing for a very long time, going back to the 1970s. And it shows that generally in the 1970s, which were not a particularly good decade for America, there was much greater confidence in U.S. institutions than there is now. But among U.S. institutions in general, there was, except for one key institution, a big spring back, a big bounce back that has happened this year in the midst of the pandemic and the financial difficulties and the racial demonstrations. Here are the top institutions as they are listed by the Gallup poll. When they asked people, it's a very basic, very direct question, which is, I'm going to name a number of institutions, and please tell me how much confidence you yourself have in each one of these institutions. A great deal, quite a lot, some, or very little. Okay, starting from the top, number one institution is small business. Isn't that something? Number two institution is the military. And number three institution, the medical system. And number four, the police. The police are ranked above the church or organized religion. But which I think is dramatic. However, in this poll, and it's kind of what you would expect, there has been a 5% drop in the overall confidence in the police. It's the first time they've ever measured a drop in confidence in the police. And I don't think that's because of anything the police are doing. I think it's because of the volume of anti-police propaganda that has been provided by the U.S. media. And meanwhile, how do our major media do in terms of confidence from the public? This is unbelievable. The very bottom of the barrel, well, television news is ranked second to last in public confidence, with almost a majority, 49%, having very little confidence or no confidence at all in television news. There's only one institution which has even worse ratings. What is it? Well, big business is down there, but that's big business does better than television news. The criminal justice system is down there, but that does better than television news. Newspapers are down there. Organized labor is down there. Okay, the very bottom of the barrel, the lowest of the low, Congress.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, Nancy, it is pathetic. I mean, and again, and Congress is not one of those institutions that has perked up a little bit in the midst of the pandemic. Medical institutions have. You know what's really gained the most during the pandemic? Public schools. In other words, at a time when nobody's going to school, when you're not sending your kids to school, that's been responsible for a huge uptick in confidence in schools, public schools as an institution. No, really, it's a dramatic change, for goodness sake. In terms of the presidency, the presidency has also gone up a little bit, and the presidency is well above the ranks for Congress, almost double. So, again, this, I think, informs a part of the way that President Trump is trying to respond to all of the various crises that he's encountering. One of the reasons I think that television news gets such low ratings was illustrated over at CNN, where there was a whole argument about, is Kamala Harris black enough to actually be a good pick for Joe Biden? This is Don Lemon and another African-American journalist, April Ryan, on CNN. Listen.
Number one, she is a black woman. She's a mixed race woman. When you see her, you see her blackness. But she is also South Asian. Her mom is South Asian, and her dad is Jamaican.
April, let me listen.
Yes.
More power to her. And I think it's great. That should be enough. Listen, it is enough that she's a black woman.
We are not a monolith.
I think you're not hearing what people are saying. The people who are saying she's black enough, that's bull. That's BS. But to say is she African American or is she black or is she whatever? There is nothing wrong with that. There is a difference between being African American and being black. Latino people are people of color, but they're not black. They're brown people.
She is a woman of color, but she is a black woman.
Okay, this question about African American, black, woman of color. Well, this argument goes on, and this is one of the reasons I think that the polls may not fully register. Some of the national turning away from extremes in the Democratic Party. More coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Caution, radioactive material. It's the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, Wall Street had another great day. You may remember yesterday it was up, and then at the very end it seemed to go down. Now, was that a response to Kamala Harris? Who knows? Probably not. There are a number of commentators who are saying that Wall Street breathed a sigh of relief, and the market went up because Joe Biden didn't pick someone who was way, 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 way out on the left. People had been afraid he might pick Elizabeth Warren, which would have made no sense at all and would have, I think, killed his chances of winning if he had done that. But he didn't. He picked Kamala Harris. Here is the question, because I think it's a very real question. The question is not this idiotic question, we'll get back to that, that they debated at painful length on CNN. Is Kamala Harris black enough? Look, she went to Howard University. She decided to go to a historically black college and university in Washington, D.C., partially because I think she was already very interested in politics. And then she went back to law school at Hastings Law School in California, which is part of the University of California system. And the point about the stock market and Kamala Harris is you could say that one of the reasons the market was up so sharply today is because Biden has less of a chance of winning. Generally, what markets like is stability. They don't like change. And generally, there's a sense that, something that doesn't shake things up. And the problem here is, would a Biden-Harris presidency shake things up more than a second term of Trump? And it's unclear what the market bias is. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about the likelihood of a Biden bounce if Joe Biden does win. And that was in the Wall Street Journal. If Joe Biden does win the presidency. Again, who knows? What I do know is I think that conversations like the argument between April Ryan and Don Lemon on CNN is going to leave a great many Americans very cold. Listen to the way they continued.
Okay, that's why I agree with that. I agree with that, but is she African American?
No.
But is she African American? That is a difference. There's nothing wrong with that. No one is trying to take anything away from her.
Let's go down into her lineage.
I think you're falling. I think you're falling into the trap of that. All she had to do was say, "I am black, but I'm not African American." That's it.
Let me finish. Hold on. I'm not falling into a trap by that. When she goes down her lineage, many Africans landed in Jamaica and all these other Caribbean islands. So she could indeed
African
American mixed with others. But she is
Jamaica's not America.
But she is a black woman. She was
Jamaica
born
did not
here.
Come out of Jim Crow.
Let's go on to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz
I'm
was born in Canada.
I'm not talking about Ted Cruz. This is not about Ted Cruz. You're changing the subject.
Okay, basically the point that Don Lemon is making, and I think it's a very direct point, is that this is going to become a real problem if Kamala Harris is pushing for reparations. Reparations is going to be an explosive issue for the Democrats to handle. And let me tell you why. Because, all right, she's already on record in terms of being an advocate for the Sheila Jackson Lee bill that would provide a commission to investigate reparations. And the question for Kamala Harris would be, okay, if we do get reparations, do you think you should receive them? Because to the very best of my knowledge, she does not have any ancestors, none, on either side who were enslaved in America. By the way, neither did Barack Obama. And however, he had children who he could say would be eligible for reparations because his wife, Michelle. Now, Kamala Harris, her husband is white, and she doesn't have children of her own. His husband's children are white. They're not going to get reparations. Would she, and on what basis? Because her father, who was born in Jamaica, says that he is descended from a slave owner. And her grandparents on her mother's side, her mother immigrated from India. So this raises that whole question. If you're going to identify people as eligibility for reparations based upon actually being able to find an ancestor who was enslaved in the United States, if that is the whole basis that we're dealing with, and by the way, it's a foolish basis, because by any standard, Kamala Harris did not come from a deeply disadvantaged background. It's just not true. In any event, that doesn't prevent people from fawning over her in the media. For instance, check out the way that CBS anchors were interviewing Valerie Jarrett, former advisor to Barack Obama, about Kamala Harris being on Biden's ticket. They can barely contain their enthusiasm. Listen.
What do you think Joe Biden learned about Senator Harris running against her, and why, as you say, would she make a terrific vice president?
Politics aside, Team Harris is a considerable network. Judging from just the tweets I saw yesterday from her sorority sisters to her HBCU alum and beyond, it seems so Obama-esque. She checks so many boxes in representation. Does she galvanize an energy that looks or feels similar to you?
Senator Harris has really kind of been the front runner from the beginning, and I think in many people's eyes. What does it say to you about the state of the Democratic Party that the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and from India was kind of the conservative choice here? Valerie, what exactly are you going to be looking out for, and what are you challenging the media to do here?
What are you challenging the media to do in terms of coverage of Kamala Harris? One of the things that I think everybody is eager to see is the way that these two play together. And the balance on the ticket is always very important. This is something, by the way, that Mike Pence always argued. When he was a talk radio host, he had described himself as Rush Limbaugh on decaf. The difference in tone, in edge, is very dramatic. Will that actually work to Mike Pence's advantage? And more about plans for the Democratic Convention, which is coming up in 5 days. We'll be right back.
MedMen.
What?
Your cultural crusader.
What is this?
This is the Michael MedMen Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
"And so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom."
Democrats and Republicans still at a stalemate regarding a new stimulus package. Democrats saying they will agree on a $2 trillion package. Meanwhile, Republicans are refusing to budge from their $1 trillion relief plan. Republicans saying much of the money that was passed in previous coronavirus relief bills has not been spent by the states. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
That is really extreme.
The plans for both conventions are unclear, and let me express myself on the question of President Trump's acceptance speech. And there's never been a president or a presidential candidate like Joe Biden who's had to cope with quite this situation. The tradition of acceptance speeches has not been an ancient tradition, but it does go back to the 1930s when conventions became media events. Because remember, during the days when conventions existed before radio, before a president could actually come in person and then broadcast to around the country when he came to a convention, when these were just basically newspaper events, most presidents or presidential candidates didn't even attend the conventions. When Abraham Lincoln, for instance, was nominated in 1860, he was home in Springfield. He was waiting by the telegraph station to get the word of whether he won the nomination or not. He got it on the third ballot. In any event, President Trump has this basic decision. He's had wanted to do an in-person reception with a large crowd. The city of Charlotte, with a Democratic mayor in North Carolina, didn't want him. Jacksonville, Florida, where he was going to move the whole event, that didn't work out. So now the president is trying to decide, will he accept the nomination? Will he deliver a big speech, which will be one of the most watched events of the campaign? Will he do that from the White House or from the battlefield of Gettysburg? And he's gotten all kinds of denunciation for either alternative. And the basis being that, well, how dare the president use the White House? The White House is supposed to be nonpartisan. This is the ultimate partisan event. And the denunciation of the battlefield of Gettysburg is, I think, more justified because Gettysburg really is hallowed ground. It shouldn't be associated with anything partisan at all, and the president doesn't live there. Why would he go to that particular place other than to try to implicitly compare himself to Lincoln, which I don't think is a good idea? Look, it's a tough call, but I definitely think the president should avoid Gettysburg, because there's also, that brings up this whole question of the monuments and the memorials. I think it's outrageous to suggest that the Confederate memorials, who are for dead people who died right there, have to come down at Gettysburg, because they have been there. It was part of the reconciliation process. It's in Pennsylvania, and this was the decisive battle of the war, and it's a beautiful place, and it's an enormously moving place to visit. And the president should do the speech probably from the White House, and maybe not from the Oval Office, but the White House is where he lives. Would anyone object to him doing it from Trump Tower? I don't think that would work as well for him. It's not his job right now. If he were giving an announcement speech, an announcement for his campaign, of course, that was fine that he did that, going down the escalator in Trump Tower, because that was who he was. He was the developer. He was the guy who built that thing. And right now, he is the president of the United States. And I don't think it's illegitimate for him to use the White House as a locale. What other locale would he use, or should he use, if not the White House? Joe Biden hasn't decided where he's going to give his acceptance speech. There's another matter here, which is that the Democrats are facing all kinds of controversy with the networks. The broadcast networks have agreed to cover 1 hour each night of the Democratic convention. And trying to get these speeches to fit in, what they're doing is, for instance, Michelle Obama, she's already taped her speech for the Democratic convention. And she's going to lead it off the very first night. And, of course, the Democrats greatly prefer that everybody tape speeches. I know they prefer that with Joe Biden, because that way there aren't going to be any mistakes. There aren't going to be any lapses. But apparently the networks are saying, no, it's got to be live, because a taped segment just doesn't have the same sense of immediacy. And people are worried about all kinds of things. Here's what we know right now about the plans for the two conventions. First of all, the New York Times reports that the president is leaning toward staying in Washington and delivering his announcement speech from somewhere in Washington. And they report that either way, the convention is expected to be a family affair. This is the Republican convention. The president's children, including Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka Trump, not Tiffany and Barron, they're all likely to be featured primetime speakers. And I think that's smart. They were very effective. Look, I am not the biggest number one fan of Donald Trump Jr. I think he says some silly things, and he's involved with some extremely dubious people. He's been a regular guest with Alex Jones, which I don't think is a good look for a son of a president. However, he gave one of the best speeches in Cleveland at the Republican convention. He was just terrific. And I think it's smart for the president to have Donald and Eric and Ivanka, all of whom spoke well last time. Again, the First Lady Melania Trump is also expected to speak, along with Vice President Mike Pence, of course. Other than that, they haven't designated any speakers. The Democrats. Here's what we know about the Democratic convention, which starts on Monday. The first night's schedule reflects the big tent objective. Senator Bernie Sanders is the official keynote speaker, and he will be in that one primetime hour that they get on all the networks, leading up to Andrew Cuomo, who they describe as the moderate governor of New York. Yeah. He is supposed to be delivered what is expected to be a scathing attack on Trump's handling of the coronavirus crisis. And then that will all lead up to Michelle Obama. And This time I don't think they're going to make the mistake, certainly not with Joe Biden, who has made a very big deal about the idea that he is a faithful Catholic, and he would be only the second Catholic president after John Kennedy. He is the only Catholic vice president in the history of the country, which is remarkable. But no, I don't think they this time are going to have delegates booing God or booing any mentions of of God. That actually happened. What was that? That was I think it was 8 years ago. It wasn't last time. In any event, after the formality of a virtual delegate vote on Tuesday, that's to nominate a vice presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris of California will address the convention. Wednesday, planners have also scheduled speaking times for some top vice presidential contenders who were not chosen, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Then Bill Clinton is scheduled to speak Tuesday after Sally Yates. Why is she getting a platform?
Hot dog.
The former acting attorney general. Then Tuesday also they will be hearing from, oh my goodness, Hillary Clinton is speaking a different night from Bill. She's speaking Wednesday, the same night as Gabrielle Giffords. Remember Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head? This, I guess, to dramatize the issue of gun control, always a favorite Democratic issue. She was the former Arizona congressman who was severely wounded by a gunman. For viewers at home, the usual tableau of cheering delegates and supersized balloon drops will be replaced by green screens and about three dozen politicians speaking remotely over satellite feeds. Be still, my beating heart. We will be right back with people who are not still coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
That's really inappropriate.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Medved.
Here you are, as smart as they themselves. Okay. You're frighteningly smart, but so is the devil.
This is a Michael Medved Show.
Okay, one of the things that's smart is it's smart to be on time whenever you can be, right? And it's particularly ironic. Apparently, the very first joint pitch from Kamala Harris and Kamala Harris, pardon me. I said it wrong. Can't believe I did that. Kamala Harris. It's Kamala, rhymes with Mamala. This, by the way, is a story attached to it. A lot of the glowing accounts of Senator Harris's personal life have to do with the fact that her stepchildren call her Mamala, which is mommy in Yiddish. It's a traditional Jewish way. Her stepchildren are identify as Jewish, and I think that the whole idea of her being called Mamala is so that they say Kamala, right? Right? Mamala, Kamala, got it? That's the idea. In any event, Kamala's late. And Joe Biden's late. They were supposed to be. They had announced that they were going to be doing some kind of press availability, some kind of press statement, about 3 hours ago. That's. And are they playing games? Do they want to try to upstage the president's press briefing? Whatever happens, if President Trump gets up there first, we'll go to him. If Biden and Kamala get up there first, we'll go to them. It is an interesting game that is going on. The reports on what are planned for the conventions, Biden's team is developing much of its prime time space, is devoting most of its prime time space to two political power couples, the Clintons and the Obamas, who embody the party's recent past, while providing a platform to the party's ascendant left wing. There had been some concern that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who of course is the great sweetheart of the party's extreme left wing, that she would not get a chance to speak, but she will. Bernie Sanders apparently has insisted upon it, so the congresswoman from the Bronx will be getting her chance. Biden is scheduled to accept the nomination on Thursday. That would be a week from tomorrow. And that's the convention's final night. He's going to do it somewhere near his home in Delaware, but the exact location and the form and fashion in which he will speak have yet to be announced, especially including the question of whether the address will take place outdoors. okay, all of this has yet to be settled and yet to be determined in this pandemic era. And I mentioned that AOC is going to be speaking. Somebody who won't be speaking at the Democratic Convention, I'm fairly sure, is Ilhan Omar. She barely survived her primary, but she did survive. She won. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame. If our partisanship is so bad, so terrible, that even this incredibly corrupt, literally do-nothing member of Congress for the 5th District of Minnesota, if she can win her primary against another black candidate, and this a black American-born, more mainstream Democrat candidate, if she can't win against a well-funded, if she can't lose, as she deserved to, against a well-funded challenger as the one she received, it just doesn't speak well for us. Apparently, what the experts are saying is she won because she was able to come across as more anti-Trump. And this is not a district in which President Trump is popular. And speaking of anti-Trump and problems and primaries, there was another primary result that it's very depressing, and in fact it's alarming, and this on the Republican side. And I know nobody's supposed to talk about it, right, because it is embarrassing. But I've actually looked into it a little bit, and this woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who won a primary in Georgia, it's not just a charge. She is a public supporter of QAnon. And let me say it here. I cannot support personally, and I would hope that no one of conscience could support someone who actually endorses, and very actively so, very outspokenly so, who endorses the QAnon conspiracy theory. What is QAnon? It's described in the Washington Post, and I think it's fairly accurate about that. Congressional Republicans came a step closer yesterday to welcoming into their ranks a promoter of the QAnon's conspiracy theory, whose adherents believe President Trump is battling a cabal of deep state saboteurs who worship Satan and traffic children for sex. Marjorie Taylor Greene reports a post who has endorsed the baseless conspiracy theory. She really has. I mean, she posted lots of videos about it. She's deeply into it. She even made reference to it, apparently, in her victory speech. They threw reporters out. But there she was. She made a slew of other racist remarks on video. She won the Republican primary runoff in Georgia's 14th congressional district, according to the Associated Press. Her victory in a northwestern swath of the state that has favored Republicans by wide margins sets her up to become QAnon's first devotee in Congress. Trump on Wednesday morning hailed Greene as, quote, a future Republican star. He tweeted that she is strong on everything and never gives up a real winner. He didn't make an endorsement in the runoff. She was running against a neurosurgeon who was highly qualified, very conservative. Greene, who owns a construction company, jointly with her husband, defeated John Cowan, a neurosurgeon. She will face a hapless Democrat named Kevin Van Ousdal, who is an IT specialist, in November. Now, Steve Scalise, who I greatly admire, who is the second-ranking Republican in the House, actually, he played a role in this primary, and he said, we cannot nominate someone like this. This is going to hurt the party. And it will. Okay, we now go to Vice President Biden.
Playing by the rules.
Here he is.
Good afternoon, everyone. To me and to Kamala, this is an exciting day. It's a great day for our campaign, and it's a great day for America, in my view. Over the past several weeks, I've had the incredible privilege of meeting and spending a good deal of time with a group of talented women leaders, all of whom are qualified to be president. With each one, The more I learned about them, the more I talked to them, the more impressed I was, even though I knew them before. I want to thank each and every one of them for being part of this process. And I look forward to working with them as we rebuild this country, to get elected, and once we are elected, God willing. I approach this with a seriousness of purpose and of mind, because this is a serious moment for our nation. We're at one of those inflection points. You've heard me say that before in our history. A life-changing election for this nation. And the choice we make this November is going to decide the future of America for a very, very long time. And I had a great choice, great opportunities. I had a great choice, but I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me as the next Vice President of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris. You know, and it seems Americans all across this nation, at least at the outset here, agree with me. Yesterday, we had our best grassroots fundraising day of the campaign, more than double our previous record. And in doing so, we set a single-day record for online political fundraising. And I think I know why. So I hope that you'll join us as well, those of you who listen today. Go to joebiden.com today. $5, $10, whatever. Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country, the middle class.
And maybe they will even be answering questions. We will be going to Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris when we come back. Also, what's wrong with a QAnon supporter in Congress? If you, by the way, are a QAnon true believer, maybe you can explain to me why that should be taken seriously. We will get to that and much more as the campaign intensifies in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.